We've had this sort of Advent retreat, and many of you picked up the booklets that go with that. I apologize. Last weekend we got an interruption because of the guest speaker. Let me reiterate the pattern here. The first Sunday we reflected on God's creation, the vastness of it, the beauty of it, the gift of it. And then last week we talked about sin and evil and how we have somehow, from Adam and Eve into the present, messed up God's creation, not appreciated it, not taken care of it, struggled with evil in our own personal sins and in systemic sins. And you know, there's a certain sense in which it's lost and it's hopeless in our own lives and in the life of our world and the human race. And then today, the third Sunday, we're talking about, but God has come in Jesus to redeem us. So something that we couldn't do for ourselves, this struggle with evil, we have a tendency to lose that battle, except for Christ. And Christ came while we were still sinners and redeemed us. St. Paul says, it's imaginable that somebody would die for a just person, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners. God didn't wait for us to be perfected. He didn't put the weight on us, he put the weight on himself. And so Christ comes to actively redeem the world, unworthy though it may be. This isn't about our worthiness, this is about God's gift of redemption and salvation. God's invitation to glory, God's invitation to share in divine life. And so baptism is that moment when we all participated in that in a ritual way in which we put our back to evil and sin and death and faced what we hope in, which is Christ. And so every time we enter the church, we put our back to the west, which is where the sun dies, symbolizing sin and death, and we put our face to the altar, which is the realized kingdom. This is about transformation. It's about transformation of from an older way of life, from a lostness and a hopelessness that in many ways we have caused ourselves. We're at fault here. And so we start every Mass with the confiteor, with a penitential rite, recognizing our sin, what we've done, what we've failed to do, how we're somehow responsible for one another, and yet we failed at that too. And so we throw ourselves on the mercy of God, trusting in God's love. And so the penitential rite, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, is both a plea for God's mercy, because we know we need it, and at the same time, it's a proclamation of a mercy that we know has already been extended on the cross. So we're pleading for it, and yet we know we already have it. There's this strange dichotomy, this strange situation we humans are in after Christ and before his final coming, that we are redeemed, and yet we're still struggling with evil. We're invited into sharing divine life, and yet we're still stuck in our humanity. But Jesus came to show us the perfect union of the two, of God and God's creation united in the person of Jesus, of God and his creatures, humans, united in the person of Jesus, God and human at the same time, to show us that our destiny is something very like that, that God wants us to be like Christ, to be divine and human together in one person. In our lostness, in our sinful situation, that almost seems too much to hope for. How could that be possible? And it's only possible through grace. And that's what we celebrate today, that preferential option that God took on sinners. And Jesus tells a number of parables about that. The lost sheep, the prodigal son, the lost coin. God rejoicing more over one sinner that was lost and found than over the 99 righteous ones. There's no real reason for this. There's no deserving this. It's just that God is a merciful God. And God loves us more than we can even imagine. That God sees something in us that we don't see. Sometimes we concentrate so much on our sinfulness, on our hopelessness, that we can't imagine God seeing divine life in us. And yet God does. And that's what we celebrate today. Not something that we've achieved, but something that's pure grace. And God desires us to have it.